Hello, everyone. We are finally back in our quote-unquote studio.
Woo! Yay! How exciting.
Man, we were on a break for like how long? It's been like
2 months.
Has it been 2 months?
I think we ended in like December, so.
Yeah, a little bit before Christmas, right?
Was it? Because I remember when I posted on social media for our season two when we were launching.
Oh, I think episode. It was like right before we went to Cancun.
It was January, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. So much has happened in between our break.
I know. Do you guys hear that? Cancun.
Yeah. We didn't get to share any like photos on our FP3 socials.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh.
We took a lot of good photos, TBH.
Yes. Wow, we should have took some photos.
By now, you guys hearing this, photos will have been shared.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yes, yes.
Fun stuff. So, talking about Cancun, as I mentioned, a lot has gone on in these last 2 months, you said, Spring?
About, yeah.
So
Let's just say a few months.
Yeah. So, it was a much-needed break, and it was just a really nice break, too. I feel like I had time to recollect my thoughts and kind of collect myself too in my personal life and church life, and so it was good. And now I feel like less like rushed to do podcast stuff, you know what I mean? So I'm in a good place.
Yeah,
to continue.
I'd say that I am too. Oh my gosh, that sounds so weird to say. Wow, who is she?
So happy for you.
So also, I don't know if you guys can tell with the audio differences, if you guys just listened to our last episode of season one, but we got just a little bit of an upgrade on our equipment.
Yes. Ooh, so exciting.
I know. It feels so good.
It makes it feel so like a little more official.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not that I don't know. What even is official?
I don't know, guys, but can we just say that we're upgrading?
There we go. That's a good
point.
Yeah, I guess. It feels nice. But, yeah. So, I just want to go around and we'll just share with, you know, each other kind of what's been the 411 with each of us. Does anybody want to start us off? If not, I can go first.
You can go.
Okay. So, I'm going to just go over some brief things that have been going on. Mm-hmm. These will eventually probably come up in other podcasts. If you're interested, DM me or whatnot. But the most or the biggest thing that I can think of right now is that Kevin and I are actively trying to get pregnant.
Oh, yay! My gosh.
It's like, so exciting.
It's something so scary to say. So that's all I'm going to put it at. And if you guys want more details, we'll go into that in the further episode. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, like I shared like a Facebook post like in the beginning of this year. And I said something like, this year smells like my sisters are gonna get pregnant or something like that. And
smells.
I was like, yeah. And I was like, totally, you know, so many to choose from. Like, so many sisters to choose from, you know?
To get pregnant?
Yeah.
It better not be Spring.
Oh, heck no. No.
Yeah.
Or Pazoo. Let's just leave it at that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
When I shared it, I was only talking about my sisters. Calm down, okay?
Okay. All right, so that's me, Kevin's big update. Other than that, everything's just been kind of chill. Still working the same, still doing the same jobs. We took some trips to Cancun. Two, actually. Kevin and I took two trips to Cancun.
I know.
They're bougie or
that's
whatever.
That's wild, but that's kind of sparked something in me that I also want to talk about maybe in a later episode. So we'll go into that later.
I'm a little bit confused, but all right.
Stay tuned.
I know. Now I'm curious.
What? Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay. I'm just curious about what sparked inside of you.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. We'll save that for another episode.
All right, stay tuned. Mm-hmm. So I think that's it. That's pretty much, we've been pretty chill. So that's us. That's me during my 2 month break.
Our little break.
Also, I've been doing better in church. Not that I wasn't doing better, but I just feel a lot better in my church life.
Okay, so yeah, you keep saying that like you're chill. And you know, remember in season one, how you were talking about how like your life is very like chill. But let's just say you're like in a better place, more chill though. Like,
yeah.
Like you're making it kind of sound like it's kind of like
the same. Yeah.
No, yeah. When it's not. Definitely not the same. Like I'm more like, I was, like, in season one, it was, like, comfortable, like, a monotone comfortable. Like, you know, when you get too comfortable, you just go through the motions. Mm-hmm. I think I'm more of a good chill, is what you guys said.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard to explain, but we get know it. What you mean.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. Spring?
Yes. I would like to go next because I have not had anything interesting happen within the past, like, 2 months. Well,
remember, you went to Cancun.
Of course. So, I also went to Cancun. That was my first time in Mexico and my second time out of the country ever. So, it was very nice to get to experience.
From what you can recall.
Yes, because apparently I went to Laos when I was, like, one. I don't know. Maybe not even. But what I was going to say was, it is a blessing to go get the chance to go out of the country twice in less than a year. So that was very exciting for me.
Yeah.
And
I'm the baby sister. I never had to pay for anything.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I had to pay this time for a while, so.
That's because you're an adult now, okay?
I know. That's still crazy to me
sometimes. Oh my gosh, you're about to be 20.
Yeah, so today, when this episode launches, it will be my birthday.
Everybody say happy birthday to Spring.
Happy birthday, Spring.
Thank you. All right, let me hear it.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, she's no longer a teenager.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared. I don't know why.
Spring 2.0. You gotta be a changed person, okay?
Yes. Yeah. Anyways. But yeah, so just school as usual. I will be ending my second year of college coming up this May. So that's exciting.
That's crazy.
Yeah, working, normal schedule with the kids, same thing. So I would say pretty chill too. Like, nothing has really changed for me, but nothing has, like, it's not a bad, like, thing either.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, it's my turn. So, honestly, you know, when I think back at our season one, like, I feel like I was so, like, depressed.
Just in a dark place.
I was just, yeah. But within the last few months that we had our, like, little hiatus, you know, am I saying that word right?
I say it like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I just feel like there was a lot of growth and a lot of change, like, positive change. Obviously, I went to Cancun as well. I did not go twice, but I went once. And that was actually really, really fun. And I also moved to a new place. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, so I'm no longer in my small, tiny apartment. I'm in a townhouse now. And I also have new roomies.
Very nice. Change of scenery, change of people.
Yeah. So, you know, shout out to my roomies. You guys know who you guys are. And then I also... I am also in a relationship now, guys. What? It's been 2 months. So we started dating in the beginning of January. So literally, like...
During the hiatus, like right after.
Right after, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right after the end of season one. And I'm honestly so proud, and I can confidently say that I am in a place where I am ready for a relationship now. Like, I just feel like my life has been so good the last, like, 2 months, you know? Right. Yeah. Like, there's honestly nothing to complain about. Obviously, there's room for improvement, but I'm very proud and happy that I'm honestly at a better place in my life.
As you should.
Kiddos are still doing great. My daughter's growing up so much. So are my boys. And, you know. But for now, that's the update. Okay. Nobody even knows who my boyfriend is right now. So we're going to keep it that way.
It's soft launch.
Yeah, we're still in our soft launch era.
So if you guys want to find out who he is, stay tuned.
Okay.
Well, I'm so glad and happy that we are back, all three of us, in a better place. In a better space to continue on with our lives, which includes the podcast. So we're excited for a new season 2. We have things in plan that are, you know, going to take place this season. And going into that, we, as you guys know, we have a big family. So we wanted to invite our other siblings kind of to be a part of this podcast. So season 2 will be dedicated to our siblings. We will be speaking to each of our siblings on their own episode, just kind of running over any topics that they want to talk about, and also give us the opportunity to do a Q&A with them. Questions, as we mentioned, that wouldn't really be asked on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Again, just because tough love, and I'm not just going to come up to you and be like, hey, how does it feel like to be the oldest sibling? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And it also gives you guys a chance to get to know our family as well. You know?
Yeah. Yes.
A lot of the main characters that are always talked about in this podcast.
Oh, so. Yeah, for sure. So this is a very exciting season. I'm very excited.
Yes.
Also, happy National Siblings Day to everybody out there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Yeah. Everything just kind of worked out perfectly. So when you guys hear this episode, it would be Spring's birthday, April 10th, and also
National Siblings Day.
So just again, as a dedication to all of our wonderful and crazy siblings, this one's for you guys, and we can't wait to talk to each and every one of you guys, and we can't wait for the rest of the world, wherever you guys are, whoever you guys are, to also learn more about our siblings too. So
yeah, you'll get a little dive into who we interact with, like, on a daily basis and stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just like this podcast, it gave us an opportunity to bond, so I think including our other siblings is, like, even just for one episode, something very exciting.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Who thought of this?
Me. I take full credit for it.
Why did you ask?
I'm very cool.
Just kidding. Yo, only people who are not cool say they're cool.
Okay, I'm not cool.
Only siblings think their siblings are not cool.
Yeah,
honestly, I think my siblings are pretty cool. We're pretty cool.
We're pretty chill.
Yeah, we're pretty cool.
But we're also pretty fire.
In a good way?
Yeah, good fire.
I agree.
Like Gen Z slang, like, that's fire.
Yeah. We don't say fire.
Oh, I don't know.
What does Gen Z say?
Like, we're lit.
No.
Lit is not your guys' generation.
No, you guys literally say fire. Okay, like, so when you eat something, you'd be like,
That's fire.
Yeah, like, that's fire.
I don't know. Maybe it's an old slang term.
It is old.
I guess.
Either way, you guys get the idea.
So it's not Gen Z. It's just an old slang term.
All right. Either way, you guys get to find out. Like, are we chill? Are we fire? Or what are we? So you guys will find out in this season.
I know. Aren't you guys excited? Because I'm so excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, because we're so far away, like, we don't really talk to each other as much. And like Serena said, tough love. So.
And everyone just has their own life, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Right. So to get down to the nitty gritty of, like, your deepest, darkest corners, kind of, if you're open to it, we're coming for you. And we just hope that you guys are all ready to join us along with this, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Before we end the episode, I just wanted to also add something, like, that happened during our hiatus that was very exciting for Flower Power 3.
Sure.
We got featured on the Wisconsin United Coalition of Mutual Assistance Association Facebook page or social media.
Yes.
We got featured on there as a small business highlight. And although we didn't really consider ourselves as
a business.
Yeah. It was a good way for us. It was like honestly, that made us feel very, like, legit, you know, like, when they reached out to us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
It was also really nice to, like, sit down and also collect our thoughts on what Flower Power 3 is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the reason why we're doing it and what we're about and just fun, quirky stuff about us. So
yeah, so it's very cool that we got that opportunity.
Yes. You know? That was really nice to do on our hiatus. Like, even though we were on a break, it's like we were still doing something
behind trying to stay active. Yes, we're trying to
I
don't want to say, like, not get recognition, but more so putting ourselves out there. And
so thank you so much to the Wisconsin United Coalition of Mutual Assistance Association for featuring us. And if you guys haven't seen that post, just go onto our Flower Power 3 Facebook page and you will see it right there. You can read all about it. Also check out their Facebook page too. They always have small business highlights every week and stuff like that. So definitely check them out too.
All right. Well, without further ado, we will see you guys in our first episode of season 2.
With the oldest sibling, guys.
Let's go.
Bye. Bye.